I know what. Oh, they make some good too. They make all over the bush. Those are small meters.
Yeah.
That's right. I have raised them.
What do you call?
A little we call them little tong meters.
Tommy toes?
That's right.
Huh?
That's right. We used to raise them too, but we stopped that. That's where you raise big meters now, you know. Great big ones, all about that big around.
Yeah.
So big, sometimes they bust over, it's so big on the vine.
But you used to raise those little.
That's right. Because they grow out in the cotton patch. We used to have them in the field. Volunteers, you know.
They'd come up.
That's right. Out in the field. They'd come anywhere. Sure would. That's right. And they made just some meters too. One vine just had it all just bunch of them on it, just one vine. They just load it down. Sure would.
And along with your meat, when you eat, you might have a baked what kind of potatoes are there?
Oh, sweet potatoes. Of course, a lot of people, they boil our potatoes and eat along with the meat, but now we in general, we bake sweet potatoes, you know, and bake them, you know, and eat them along with our meat.
Yeah.
And they good too.
What'd you used to keep those? Maybe in the winter.
Oh, we keep sweet potatoes, and you had to kill them. When you put them up in a place, call that a tater kill, they call it, you know. You'd make your place and you'd get corn stalks, you know, and get some hay, dry grass, and some dirt, and put those taters, you know, in that kill, you see. Then you'd cover it over with these corn stalks and things, and that would keep them all the winter. It wouldn't get too hot, it wouldn't get too cold. You go there next spring and get them out there, you have a sound tater. Of course, people stop doing that. They stop killing them. But I used to kill them years ago, and they keep all the winter, too. Call it a tater kill, you know. So it would.
You got that thing with a real strong odor, makes tears come to your eyes when you're cutting it?
Let's see now. I'm trying to see now. I heard you tell them that make your eyes run water.
Yeah.
That butter? That's an onion. That's an onion, I think.
Yeah.
Onion will do it, I know. Sure will. Some onions call them Bermuda onions, and that's those what got that white bottom, you see.
Uh-huh.
Then call that a white Bermuda, and then you got one called a red Bermuda. It got a red bottom. And now that red bottom is one so hot. It'll make water come out your eye when you be fooled, you know. Sure would. It's red or hot.
What about the little young fresh ones you might eat?
Oh, we call them little mustified onions. They wouldn't get too big. And you eat, now they wouldn't too hot. You eat them, call them multiplied. See, you take just one bottle, man, hit multiplied, just some onion.
Mm-hmm.
Sure would, but they don't make no good big bottom now, but call that a multiply onion.
Some of those old leafy vegetables you might grow, they come in large leafy heads.
Well, you've got a cabbage, you've got a collard. Now a collard got a wide leaf.
Yeah.
Well, now, a cabbage got put a wide leaf too, and then you got lettuce. They make a wide leaf too. Lettuce. You got some lettuce that heads, and there are some go straight that does for a leaf. And you can get different kinds. You can get the one with heads, or either the one with just going up but the leaves, you know.
Tell me about the other ones, the cat. How much do you usually plant a cabbage?